Syrian TV says tens of terrorists were killed in the government's airstrikes in Hama province. The so-called Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has put the toll at 17, saying civilians also died in the raids. The attacks were launched to regain areas recently captured by foreign-backed terrorists. Bahrain intensifies its crackdown on protesters who were angry at Panama for revoking the citizenship of the country's top Shia cleric, Ayatollah Isa Qassem. The court sentenced three Shia clerics and a TV producer to jail over charges related to a sit-in outside Ayatollah Qassem's residence in Deraz. The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization says the country will build two new nuclear power stations with assistance from Russia. Ali Akbar Salehi said the operations to build the new power plants in Bushehr will start in September and will take 10 years to complete. A huge car bomb outside a government office in the Afghan province of Logar has killed two people. Officials blame the Taliban for the attack. Police and militants engaged in clashes following the blast. Taliban militants have intensified their attacks across Afghanistan in recent months. Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has warned about the rising far-right extremism directed against Muslims in the country. Turnbull said fomenting distrust of Muslims will make violence even more likely. Australian lawmakers are seeking to ban Muslim immigration and water down anti-discrimination laws. Malaysia confirms its first case of Zika infection. A woman who recently traveled to Singapore has tested positive for the disease. Singapore announced the first locally contracted case of Zika on Saturday. The mosquito-borne disease, which exploded across Latin America last year, is particularly dangerous for pregnant women. At least two people have been killed in post-election violence in Gabon. The opposition said the government forces opened fire inside its headquarters. The opposition accuses the government of vote rigging after President Ali Bongo was declared the winner of Saturday's election in the Central African country. And as we reported earlier, Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has warned against the rising far-right extremism directed against Muslims. He said creating divisions and fomenting distrust of Muslims will make violence even more likely. Australian lawmakers are pressuring Turnbull to ban Muslim immigrants and water down anti-discrimination laws.